We are in Simen Lamed Hey of Hilchas Tefillin. We're about to start Lamed Hey. We'll be doing Lamed Hey as well as the first Sif of Lamed Vav. Lamed Hey Nahagu B'minyan Hashitin Lichtov B'shal Yad Shiva Shitin B'chol Parsha U'v'shal Rosh Arba Shitin. The minhag is that in the Shal Yad they write each Parsha in 7 lines, in the Shal Rosh 4 lines. And this is all al pi Kabbalah. It says, Biyad Sofrim Ish mi pi Ish. This is a Kabbalah that we had going back over all the generations. Says the Mechaber, V'im Shina lo Pasal. But if you change that, that would not make it Pasal. In other words, that is not Li'ikuvah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if you have a very thin, a very thin piece of parchment. Not talking about the thickness, talking about really the height of it. It's low, it's small. A small piece of parchment. And you want to fit 7 lines in there for your Shal Yad. So it's gonna mean that you're gonna write very small letters. And the same really goes if someone he's got a short Shal Yad, he's got a small bias, and therefore the parsha is gonna have to be quite small. And if he writes 7 lines, they're gonna be very thin, the ksav is gonna be very thin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's better off breaking the minhag of 7, having fewer lines and making it longer, and this way making the tefillin wider, and as the parshias, and as a result of it, he's going to have the letters bigger. And here the Mishnah Berurah goes off and starts telling us that to have letters that are very thin is not a good idea because eventually the ink can crack. Furthermore, he says that most of the tefillin that have very small writing on them that you'll find out in the streets were not written by people that are Yirei Shamayim. Often they were written by people who are practicing, and therefore you should avoid using them altogether. You should not buy such tefillin. Simen Lamed Vav, Dikduk Sivasam. How to write. Tzarech ledakdek b'ksivas ha'osios, shalos tishtanet tzura shum echad mehem. Number one, you should be careful that you have the proper form of each letter, and velo tidama la'acheres. Also, that no letter should resemble a different letter. So there are two halachas here. Halacha one, that you should see to it that it has the tzura of the os itself. The second one is that even if it has the technical tzura of the os, if it looks like another os, it's also possible. Now, the halacha is like this. If it does not have the tzura of the os, even if you show it to a kid, a tinok, and he can read it, the halach is its pasul. Not having the tzura of the os has nothing to do with recognition. There are rules of what every letter must be made of. If it does not include all the elements that letter is supposed to have, the os is pasul, even if everybody knows exactly what you had in mind. So, for example, let us say you've got a letter like an aleph, and either the yud on top of the aleph, as well as the yud on the bottom of the aleph, they are not attached to the aleph itself. Even though a child can say, well, that's an aleph because it doesn't resemble any other letter, it looks like a stencil aleph, nevertheless, it's pasul because that does not have the tzur of an aleph. Furthermore, if you have an aleph where the yud, aside from touching at the stem, touch at the side, so that too would mean that the letter is pasul because it doesn't have tzur as aleph. A kuf, a hay, where the leg ends up touching the actual roof of it. The halacha is that it's pasul. Even though a child sees, well, it's very thin, I know this is a hay and not a ches, nevertheless, the halacha is that it is pasul. So the first thing is it's got to have the tzura. Even if it's got the technical tzura, but it resembles another letter, there the halacha is that it's pasul anyway, and that's where a child comes in. We can use a child to know whether or not it resembles another letter. But that's only after it has the tzura of the letter itself. The Rama adds, "V'lechatchila yichtov b'ksiva tama k'mavua b'tur b'shar poskim." Lechatchila, you should do the ksiva tama, which means the perfect way of writing the letter as we find it in the poskim. V'yadu etz la'sofrim. The sofrim know just what that is. Miyu imshina b'tzuras aksav ein apostel. That will not pasel if you don't. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Noda Yehuda, who explains that anytime we have a Mesorah that is not Mefurish in the Gemara, that could not be Ma'akev. Means anything that is not brought down anywhere in Shas is not Ma'akev, and therefore the minhage sofrim of exactly what the letters are supposed to look like, other than the essential elements within the letter, are not mentioned in Shas HaPoskim, and therefore it could not be ma'akev. What happens if you have a part of a letter that seems to resemble another letter more than itself? Mr. Brewer brings down those who possible, but he says that the Gro holds that is kosher.